magistrate court to be closed down. Cases to be heard in Bromley and Croydon. The government last week confirmed it will close Camberwell Green Magistrates Court at the end of 2018. A report signed off by the Lord Chief Justice, Tory MP Elizabeth Truss, has said the effects will be that hearings for those defendants under the age of 18 will be relocated to Bromley Magistrates Court. Hearings for defendants over the age of 18 will be relocated to Croydon Magistrates Court. Housing possession work, which was going to be moved to Camberwell after a decision to close Lambeth County Court, will instead happen at Southwark's three local Crown Courts. The Ministry of Justice, MOJ, ran a consultation on proposals to shut Camberwell Green Magistrates Court and Hammersmith Court between September 15th and October 26th last year. More than 62 responses came from three local MPs, 11 judges, magistrates, court staff, and 13 public sector bodies, including Southwark Council and the Metropolitan Police. One local magistrate, who preferred not to be named, told the news, "Camberwell has about three times more cells than Croydon, which is where cases will be moved to. Camberwell's court is also an extremely valuable building. It has two levels of underground car parking, and it's in a prime location." He said he believed the consultation wasn't really a consultation, rather it was already a done deal. Dulwich and West Norwood MP Helen Hayes wrote to Justice Minister MP Oliver Heald last year to say she was concerned the closure will significantly reduce access to justice for my constituents. "Attendance in court will be much more challenging," she said, "particularly for vulnerable young people." She pointed out that Croydon Magistrates Court is already listing cases with three-month delays. On the timing of the closure, the MOJ report said, "Our implementation plans are currently projecting that the building will cease to provide a public service between October and December 2018, but this is subject to change as our plans are further developed." A statement signed by Paul Harris, Transformation Director from the MOJ, said, "We have carefully considered the impact on court users concerning travel to attend a hearing, and we believe that access to justice will be maintained following these closures." He added, "Staff, judiciary, and partner agencies who work hard to administer and deliver justice will obviously be affected by these changes, including those in Crown Courts. I am committed to working closely with the judiciary on the implementation of these changes, and am equally committed to supporting staff and ensuring that the transition to the new arrangements takes place in a fair and transparent manner." The MOJ has said money raised from selling the court would be invested into the transformation of the HM Courts and Tribunals services to modernise courts and tribunals.